אליך נשאתי, אז איני יושבי בשמיים. אלמלא אני, לא אשא יושב בשמיים. What does all this mean? Ksiv, Haboine b'shamayim al Yisrael, v'agudosai al Eretz Yisrael. Kishe Yisrael oisin retzayin shel mokoyim, and Klal Yisrael oisin retzayin shel mokoyim, boine b'shamayim al Yisrael. Klal Yisrael oisin retzayin shel mokoyim, so boine b'shamayim al Yisrael. So then they're building in shamayim, the attic in shamayim. She'ein oisin retzayin shel mokoyim, then agudosai, aguda al Eretz Yisrael. So you know, we must be this possible, we have to see the husband. Ha'inyinu kvam mevoi b'tikunim, Yisrael al shem li rosh. The shem Yisrael is al shem li rosh. What's the pshat? Ki kshah ben oisa nachas ruach la'oviv. When a ben is oisa nachas ruach la'oviv, misrachiv da'ata shel oviv, that's marachiv da'ata shel oviv. Marachov es hadas. Kshah'ein oisa retzoinoi, oimrim shahoylach oviv mipnei atzah b'li rosh. Kinu, the father goes because of the tzai causes him. The tzai is opposite of tainuk. Right? Tzai is the opposite of tainuk. You see that tainuk is moichin. Tainuk is moichin. So the person, the child makes tzai to the father, so the father's got no tainuk from him. Tainuk is moichin. So without tainuk, he's got no moichin. He's got no moichin as a bechina, like he's got no roish. So therefore, when a child's not oisa in retzoyna shel aviv, Mela makes his father tzah, his father's got no tainuk from him, his father's got no roish, because roish is moichin, and moichin is tainuk. You see. Lachin al derech zeh kaviyochel, nesavir ha'oizen, lahavdil by kodesh baruch, the same thing, kaviyochel. Yisrael nekron bonim, kshmativ maseyem, klal Yisrael ha'mativ maseyem, evin tainuk v'nachas b'yisbarach. Then we bring tainuk and nachas, v'nikro li roish. Then they called Yisrael al derech Moshe. That they're giving tainuk. Shem Yisrael is a shame that they're giving tainuk to HaKadosh Baruch. Tifa vot on this in this week's parsha, whatever, we'll see. V'nikra li roish al derech Moshe. U'behepech chas v'shalom kalani mi roishi. Right? It says that b'zman sh'ing shechin is b'tzah kalani mi roishi. So mevuah memokamachz. We have to understand this inyan of tainuk. It's a tifa inyan. Shezeh nikra Kadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. This is the bechina of a Kadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. See the piece. I'm explaining. V'chein Amar Chazal tefillin demar alma maksivu mikamch Yisrael deyachad baritz voshteit in the tefillin of a Kadosh Baruch Hu mikamch Yisrael. Ratzalema shebechinas tefillin hu harchovas hatainuk. Tefillin is the harchovas hatainuk. So mikamach Yisrael go yachad ba'aretz. Now when it says the ma'ilas of Klal Yisrael and the Rav Yochel and the Rabban Shlomo's tefillin, so that brings the Rabban Shlomo a tainug. It's marachiv. It's hachovas ha'tainug. It's marachiv the tainug by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And when there's marachiv the tainug by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so then that from there is nimshach all the moichin down to us. The commotion is oyer ba'yisbarach, just like it's this oyer Rav Yochel. Harchava and a tainig, we cause a tainig when we're oisin retzayna shel mokum. The gute zachen the Rebbein Shalom hears about Klal Yisrael and sees what Klal Yisrael is oisin retzayna shel mokum. So that gives Hashem tainu, gives Rebbein Shalom tainu, it's marachiv. And then the bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin, that's the bechina of Rebbein Shalom is mamshech those moichin down to us. That's the sod. The sod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin is the sod of the Rebbein Shalom gives us, is mashpiyat to Klal Yisrael, kaviyachol the tainuk that he's getting, kaviyachol the moichoy, keilu kaviyachol the Shabbos oizen. So that moichoy, that tainuk that Hashem is getting from us, sees mamshech that tainuk down to us. Mamshech the tainuk down to us, that's the bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. Yeah, clear?
Yeah.
The commission is oyer bo yisbarach, just like the Rebbein Shalom is this oyer, kei nishba namata, b'chol oylem, is rav, shefa, v'taynug, v'srach v'samoichin, v'srach v'samoichin, l'ovdoi, b'archova v'shleimus, t'soi b'kodesh baruch hu, b'archova v'shleimus, k'ashe b'mei shleima, just like in the days of shleima, kaima, siyaro b'shlemusa, just like in the days of shleima, amelech, so the Levana was b'shleimus. Siyara nikra uvdoi shel adam. Siyara, the moon, is the maisim of a person. Because we know, again, that the Levana is the bechina of Malchus. Malchus is asiya b'poil. Right? Malchus is asiya. We discussed this. Malchus is asiya b'poil. So mainly the Malchus, the moon is Malchus, corresponds to the maisim of a person. The maisim of a person, there is no tainim. The maisim, the tainim only comes from the moich. So the Levana gets from its aura from the Shemesh, The same thing, Sierra Bishlamusa means that when the sun is Mamshech Mardika Tainug, it's Amshacha, Mamshech Mardika Tainug down to the Levana. So that's being bringing down all the Moichen down into the Maisen. That's called the Maisa Shlema. The goof itself doesn't bring any Tainug. Even Tainugim and Taivas Agashmi, you will see, that's not the goof giving the Tainug. Goof is Ofa. Ofa, there's no Tainug. Ofa, there's no Tainug. Right? That was the Chet of the. That was the chet of the Anochosh. They should have offer Kali Mechayev. You won't have any Tainug in Avodah Hashem. We'll see, you have to read this. So, the Maise is Mekabelas Memachshav. Kmo Elevon Hashem Mekabelas Men Hashemesh. Homigar Males Lo Klum. There's no Tainug, nothing, mitzad the thing itself. Kena Maise, Lefi Shleimus HaKavona, Kein Techoshev HaMaise V'Toyer. The Lechtikait of the Maise, Tainug, the Lechtikait of the Maise is Kefi the Moichin in that Maise. You know, on Shabbos there's a. Shabbos is the Yom of Oynig. Yeah? I don't understand, it's a very deep subject. And Shabbos is the day of Oynig, right? Oynig is only for Moich. Oynig is only for Moich. That's the cloud. The goof, as we said, is Ofer Min Adoma. Offer Min Adoma, offer is Misa. There's no Tainu B'chlad. The only Tainu is the Tainu of Moichen. That's why even Tainus and Tainugim, Nitzana Klippa, Taivus and Yitzharas, is all in the Moichen. Right here, Huri Aveira, Koshin Aveira. It's worse than the Aveira itself, because the Aveira itself, in other words, the Maisa itself, is a Toita Zach, it's a Toita Maisa. So that's here, Huri Aveira is Koshin Aveira. Why? Because the Aveira itself is a Toita Zach. But the Huri Avera, that's the Moichen of the Avera, that's what's Moira the Tainuk. That brings Tainuk into the Avera. Tainuk is a Hoichazach. So the Rambam says, why is it Huri Avera and Koshim Avera? Because the Moichen come from a Hoichem Makor. And a person uses the Hecher Makor and he's Moired it at Sheol Tachtis. That's why Huri Avera and Koshim Avera. Ha'ain, Roya, Alev, Choymeid. Ha'ain is Chochme, Re'ia. And Lev is Bina. It's all Moichen. And then the Maisa does it. But the Maisa itself, a Maisa doesn't have Tainuk. A Maisa doesn't have Tainuk. So Meila therefore that's the sod. The sod is that Tainuk comes from Moichen. Shabbos is a day of Oynik, right? Shabbos is a mitzvah of Tainuk. Tainuk a mitzvah of Oynik. Oynik Shabbos. So Meila Shabbos, there's no Maisim. Maisim are Toita Zachen. So Shabbos is Kulei Moichim. Shabbos is Kulei Moichim, so Shabbos is a Bechin of Tainuk. That's why the Heilige Reb Tzaddik says that Shabbos is the time where even a person should just uses Moyach, not even in certain areas of Torah. Just think with your Moyach, Gadlus Aboyer. That's the Emistik of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Tainuk of Kedusha, the Tainuk of Moichim. So Melocha She'enem, Melocha She'enem is Kaven. It's gone to Shabbos because Shabbos is Moir the Tainug, and Tainug is only by Moyach. And made on Shabbos where the Moichen are so great, and made on Maisa without a Moyach is not a man da'oma b'chlal. June the week is the days of Asiya, so the days of Asiya is Kelu, the Ikka Dogish is on the Asiya. But Shabbos, the Ikka is on the Moichen, in the Tainug, it's the beginning of Oynik Shabbos. So made on Maisa without the Zos is gone to Shabbos. So Ikis Vimamshech Moichen is that's the Bechin of Tainuk. So Meila, therefore, that's the same thing, that's the whole Inyan of Tefillin. The whole Inyan of Tefillin is Inyan of Tainuk. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. Tefillin Shel Roish is the Moichen de Kedusha. That's the Bechin is Tainuk de Kedusha. And the whole zach of the tefillin is that bring the moichin down into the maisa. Bring the moichin down to the maisa. That avodas Hashem should be betainuk. Where do we get our tainuk from? We get our tainuk from avodas Hashem. So tefillin, he says, is the archova of the tainuk. Archova. So archova of tainuk. So tefillin is moichin the kedusha down into our maisa. That's the tachlis. To bring that to be mechaya the maisim with moichin the kedusha. That's the sod of tefillin. And maybe therefore it says, Lamashal, kol ha-kora krishma, without tefillin, kilo made check about tzmei. What's the shaykhs of tefillin? because the shaykh is a tefillin in Krishna. Because pshat is a tefillin in Krishna, we say after such a lekecha v'chol avavcha. You got to love Hashem even with the yetzahara. In other words, even with the tanugim, you have to even with the tanugim gashvakeilu, even with the yetzahara, you got to love Hashem. What's the shorish? How can you love Hashem with the yetzahara? And the tachlis is that a person's got to realize that the tanugim is not such thing as a tanugashmi. Tanugim comes from moichin, and if a tanugim comes from moichin, and a moichin be'etzim is a ruchnis de gezach, so then a person should only be able to get a tanugim from ruchnis de gezach, from moichin de gezach. That's why ein adam ibavei linki enichbo esboi ruach shtus. Try ruach shtus. Why is he a shaita? Because the teretz is what's the tainik for an aveir? There's no tainik for an aveir. An aveir is that a toite zach. No, he's using his moichin the ras. It's keilu, he's lost his moichin. It's like a shaita, shein moi das. It's like he hasn't got das bechla. Can't do an aveira with moichin, because the person's moira is moichin. So then forget moira the moichin only brings tanugim ruchnim. Only brings tanugim ruchnim to a person. So how can he have a taiva to do an aveira? The teretz is that he pulled those tanugim from the moichin down into the goof. And there's no moichin anymore. There's a shaita is the bechina shein moi das. That's the sod of a shaykhis to do an aveir. So therefore, tefillin is mamshich the moichin, the tainug, the kedusha. Tefillin is mamshich the tainug, the kedusha. If tefillin is mamshich the tainug, the kedusha, so therefore, with tefillin, v'shteit min yo, how you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol avavcha. Because b'chol avavcha means afilu di yitzahor. The person realizes that all the tainug all comes from Hecher and Moichin, which was what Tefillin represents. So then he realizes that he can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with the Yetzahara, because then he chaps the Yetzahara is pulling down Tanugim, Moichin Dike Tanugim, and he's pulling down into the Ras, the Faked, and then he uses that Tainug that's come down. Every Tainug is Moshe Shem Kedusha, because that's Tainug, we just said, the Tainug, that's Moichin. It's Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the Olam of Tainug. Now, as a person pulls it down, so when a person is wearing Tefillin, and then he says Krishma, then he can be Mekayim Ba'aftas Hashem Lekecha. Then he can love HaKadosh Baruch, then he can have tainug, emes like a tainug in avoid Hashem. Because there it's so nizbar, so clear that the emes is there's only tainug, there's only one tainug and there's a tainug in Elikos. And that's what Gan Eden is. I mean, what's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is Yeshua Shusei Mereshim Nen and Miziv Ashchina. Gan Eden is the oilam of tainug. Right? Eden is tainug. Eden is tainug. So what's the vat? The vat is the more, the as much as a person was mamshich Moichin, Tanugim in his Avodas Hashem, Tainug in his Avodas Hashem, a person's created Kedelis Anigal Hashem, Sanigal Hashem, the more he's Mamshech Tanugim, Moichin into his Avodas Hashem, so that's Kefi the Shir in the middle that he'll be Zerchah to Gan Eden. So Amina, therefore, that's the sod of Krishna. And that's the sod of the tanugim that Krishna brings a person. That's why a person's got to mechaber the tefillin shel roish and the tefillin shel yad. Got to be moichin into. He must be mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. Because if a person is mafsik between tefillin shel roish and tefillin shel yad, so then pshat is he'll fall to the yitzhara. Yeah, he'll fall to the yitzhara because he's cutting off his gashmius from a tiny gruchni. He won't get a tiny gruchni in what he does the gashmis. Yeah? So that's what you see, the ikke inyan of the mechoma, ki se tzav mechoma alevecha, says Rashi, le dibra toira, ele keneged yitzahara. Right? Le dibra toira, ele keneged yitzahara. In the whole sugya, the eishas yifas toya, the eishas yifas toya, ki se tzav mechoma alevecha, ki se tzav mechoma, mechem es hayetza, that's the Chemes Yitzah, and who wasn't allowed to be a soldier? Hasach bin Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. Why? Because if he's Soch between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish, then he'll fall for the Yitzah. Eke Melchom is the Chemes Yitzah. What's the Chemes Yitzah? The Chemes Yitzah is the person has to realize, what's he hacking and shining for telling me to do an Aveir? He's giving me Tainu to do an Aveir. The Tainu comes from Moichin Gedoyle. Tainu comes from Moichin Gedoyle. Forget, V'haftu Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha. How can a person love Yishus Yifas Toya? Now the vote is, he's soch between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish, and maybe he doesn't have that koyach anymore of seeing that the moichin comes down from the roish. But that's the tachlis of Tefillin. So Mela, that's the sod also of why Dafka this shvach is said in Tefillin. What shvach is said by Klal Yisrael? We are goyach od Boretz. What shvach is said by in our Tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So what's the vort? The vort is that the achdus, the zivuk between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we really want. That's the shorish and the makor of kol ha-tanugim. What's the shorish and the makor of all the tanugim gashmim? Zivuk. And what's the bushtet in the Baruch Shalom's tefillin? That we are echad. And our tefillin, Hashem is echad. In other words, together, we misachad together. And tefillin state the zivuk between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're echad together. And that's the shorish of all tanugim. The shorish of all tanugim is when a person feels there's achdus between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest tainuk, and from there is nishtal shel what's called today boy from klipa yitzhara for znus yitzhara for all these inyanim of zivugim and the bichlal inyan of zivug and ishtoy all these inyanim all nimshach from the moedik of tainuk that there is between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, and that mitzvah of zivug then when they become one, so that's the shayrish of all tanugim. All tanugim nifsalim down here are all connected to the inyan of zivuk of ish v'isha or inyanim of zivuk, and that zivuk is be'etzem only nishtalshel from the emistik of zivuk between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, between the yichudim elyonim bekitza. That's why ish and isha, you have the yud from ish and you have the hay from isha. Yud k, we said, is trei rei and delay misparashim. That's a yichud that's always there. And the zivuk, the ava, bin ish le ishtai, is a hishtalshalis from the yud k. The yud and the ish and the hay and the isha, it's a hishtalshalis from the zivuk lamala of yud k, which are trei rei and delay misparashim, that are always together, they're always in a matzav of yichud. That's the shayish of tanugim. So maybe therefore, dafka the achdus between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu as one, that's the shorish of tanugim, and this state in tefillin. That's what's written in the tefillin. So maybe that's the zivuk. So maybe that's the moichin elyonim. That's the moichin elyonim that are written in the tefillin. And that's from there is nishtarish all the inyanim of tanugim. That's why it's Yidua that Tefillin is Megala. Tefillin is Megala a Yichud. Tefillin is Megala not just a Yichud, but Tefillin is Megala. It's not the Moichin. Gosh, the Gemara, famous Gemara. First, yeah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, like Gabi the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim. That what the Roman said that whoever wears Tefillin, the Inakrus Moichoy. Inakrus moicha is a lashon, and he went out with tefillin on, and whatever against the ma'aser, they were chased after him, and he opened his hands, and there wasn't a tefillin. What came out of his hands? A yoina. The Gemara says Klal Yisrael is nimshal a yoina. The Gemara talks about the hagon of yoina. The Medrash says that why is Klal Yisrael rumors on a yoina? Because the yoima is loyal. The zochan and the keva are loyal together. They don't go out. In other words, they understand the ending of the zivug atachtoinim is nishtalshul from the hecher zivug aliyonim. That's what yoina represents. So Eda, therefore, from the tefillin became a yoina, because that's what a tefillin represents, the sod of yoina, the sod of a yoina, the sod of, if a person understands that the zivug is a heilig gezach, and he has a tainug elyon from the ending of the zivug, of the echad of the achdus. Chameira, that's not shaykh as Hashem to betray, not shaykh the whole union of znus, only because a person looks at it as a type of gashmi, so then the person is nimshach to other zach. So main attack, the tainu comes from a moich, and that's why tefillin. So if you wear tefillin, you're not kras moich, the Roman said, so break the tanugim. And then Elisha showed them. Elisha showed them that tefillin is a bechina of a tainu d'leyonim between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is nimshul yoinim. That's the whole sod of Chanukah. Chanukah is what do we do? Chanukah is Shemen. Shemen is merumaz on Chochmah. Shemen is merumaz on Chochmah. Chochmah is moichin. Chochmah is moichin. Bring down moichin into all the mice. Aaron HaKoyin is Yidua as bechinas Nohar Aleph. Aaron is Rosh Tev is Nohar Aleph. Nor Aleph, nor is Tainuk. Nor Yetzami Eden. Eden is Tainuk, we just said. and there's a nor that's yosem yotze me'eden, yeah, and it splits up into Abba Roshim. Abba Roshim says the svar makdoshim are connected to dalit parshis in the tefillin, connected to four batim. That's for oyul Abba Roshim. So that's tainuk. Nor is yotze me'eden. Eden is tainuk, and that nor is mashpia the tainuk of Eden into Abba Roshim. Roshim is tefillin shorosh. Tefillin shorosh into the Abba parshis of tefillin shorosh. It brings the oynik, the tainuk, into the Abba parshis and tefillin shorosh. So therefore, the one Aaron HaKohen's Ik Avoida, as we know, Shilcha Gadoilim Shilahem, is Mitzad the Menorah. Menorah, Aaron, therefore, spells Aaron, is Nor Aleph. Nor Aleph means the Nor, the Tainug Yetzim Eden. Nor Aleph is the Tainug in Aleph, our Tainug in Elikus. Aaron HaKohen represents the Tainug in Elikus, because he's always the Mechin of Moichin. Moichin is the Shema, and the Shema that lights the Menorah. He mamshech, he bring the Shema down into the Zion Midas, which is Shema down into the Olam, into the world of Zion. So that's mamshech, that's always bringing the Tainuk, this Tainuk, down into all the Maisim that we do. They were trying to be metamba the inyanim of Tainuk. So we shouldn't get a Tainuk from, that's why it says that Dafka by Aaron, the first, every time he lit the menorah, he had a moedig a Tainuk. He had the moedig a Tainuk, because that's what the menorah represents. The menorah represents Moichin, Moichin, Tainuk, all these inyanim. So it's the son, that's the son of Chanukah. So really, therefore, this is all in Yonim of a Yid, is Oysen Ratzayin Hashul Klal Yisrael, is Oysen Ratzayin Hashul Mokam. He gives the Rebbein Shalom Nachas Ruach. Rebbein Shalom Nachas Ruach means gives Tainuk. If he gives Tainuk, so then that's Mamshech Tainuk to Klal Yisrael. And then a person, so maybe Bema says the way it works is Kashur to the piece we saw before. And that is that Oysen Klai Yisrael Oysen Ratzayin Hashem Mokam. Yeah? Oysen Ratzayin Hashem Mokam. So when Klai Yisrael Oysen Ratzayin Hashem Mokam, then they give a tiny to Hashem. The emphasis is, like we said before, first is Pshat. Pshat is we don't see the Tainuk necessarily, right? The Oynig of Torah is when the Moichin Gedolim come down. What do we say Pshat was? Pshat is Bittl. There's not much, there's cutness of Moichin and Pshat. Right? That's why Pida Rizal, Karapas is Gematria Shas. And that's the Pida Kavanas of Lel Seder, you know, it's Godless Moichin and Cutness of Moichin. Cutness of Moichin comes down by Karapas, because Karapas is Gematria Shas. Shas is the bechina of katnas akilu. You have to be careful how we say it. It's bechina of katnas americh not chasim shalavade. And shas licks all the gadlus. It means nigla klapinista whatever. So in other words, the vote is that first is pshat. In other words, first Klal Yisrael got to be oisin ratzayin shalmok. First is the asiyah. In other words, mitech bitl. And then since we are oisin ratzayin shalmokam, yeah, since we're oisin ratzayin shalmokam, so meila that's mamshech. The Rebbein Shalom gives a Rebbein Shalom a tainuk. And mitzad the kabiyoch that tainuk, the Rebbein Shalom is meniach tefillin, and that's mamish the tainuk down to us. That's mamish the say there it goes. First you start with pshat. First you start with oisin ratzon shalmok. First you start with oisin ratzon shalmok. And then you start with oisin ratzon shalmok. So then the tainuk comes anyways. But the tanai can't be in avodas Hashem to start with tainuk. You've got to start with oisin ratzon shalmok, and then the Rebbein Shalom is mamshich. Rebbein Shalom is mamshich the moichin. Moichin comes from Rebbein Shalom, but we have to give the Rebbein Shalom a kaviyachal the tainuk that he should be mamshich. He should be miniach tefillin. That he should be mamshich the tainuk down here. Eitzah das. Das is tainuk. You know, das is chibur. Just discussed that. Yeah? Das is chabrus. Das is chibur. Das is zivug. Vayeda odem is chavu ishtay. That's the bechina of zivug. The bechina of zivug is tainuk. It's the yichud elyon, like we said. Like we just said before, that's the end of tainuk. The Tachlis was the Adam Rishon was created just before Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom HaOinig. But first, La'ovda. He's given a tzivri, La'ovda L'Shama. First, you've got to be La'ovda. First, it goes, you've got to be Oysen Ratzayin Hashem Mokim. Panshlam says, don't eat from Eitz Adas. No, that Nochosh said, no, Nochosh says, what's worth Avodis Hashem without a Tainug? In other words, you've got to have direct, straight Tainug in Avodis Hashem. If you don't enjoy your learning, don't learn. If you don't enjoy the mitzvahs, don't learn, don't think. And that's a kfira, because the whole tachlis is that Adam Rishon was created taka erev Shabbos. The Rebbein Shalom wanted them first, the bechinas la'ovda. Shabbos comes in, Shabbos is oynik. So if you give the Rebbein Shalom the nachas ruach during the week, so the Rebbein Shalom is mamshich the bechina of oynik, 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 Right? So that's why Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. Because during the week there's a bechina of doing. And that's all anyway. We first put the tefillin shel yad and then put the tefillin shel rosh. Before Hashem asked, I mean, the tefillin shel rosh you do has got a greater kedusha. It's got a greater kedusha. So why do we first put the tefillin shel yad? And the Torah says first you have to kodem kol lechem tin. Tefillin shel yad is the asiya. Kodem lechem tin. First you have to do. And then when you do, then you give the moichel. Then you give the rabban shleim the kaviyoch the tainuk. And then it's mamshach down to you the tainuk. When you put the tefillin shel rosh. When you put the tefillin shel rosh, then you get all the tanugim. But first, you've got to do. First, the tefillin shel yad, you've got to do. And then, the moichin comes down. The tainug and the moichin come down with the tefillin shel rosh. Nochash was shtipping him to have tainug straight away in Avodas Hashem. Right? Quick tainug. Like in America, everything has to be there straight away. Quick, press a button, tainug's there already. There's no bittle, no spatles, no pshat. No pshat. He wants to go straight. You find people about shuvas and things in a certain afchona. Straight away, want to go into mystics because they want to feel the direct timing. They don't understand. They're coming from a veld where there's no zbatlus. So they got there. They need to be taught a chinuch and a hadracha. Then there's got to be in Yiddishkeit. There's a zbatlus. You can't just run from timing to timing. You can't just run from niggin to niggin, from tish to tish. There's got to be a spatlus. There's got to be learning Torah Shabbat Peh. It's got to be plugging over mail. Avada, the tainug will come. If you do, then you give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. So that's the tainug. You're giving the Baruch Shalom tainug. And then he's mamshach the tainug down. The person wants to go straight to tainug. It's like he wants to only put tefillin shel rosh. Doesn't want to put tefillin shel yad. Where are you going to get your tainug from? I think tefillin shel rosh has tainug, hocus pocus. Tefillin shel yad, shel rosh only has tainug because you put your tefillin shel yad and therefore you give oisim retzayin shel nokan. You're oisim, you didn't see it. The Baruch Shalom was misanik. The ben is oisim retzayin shel ovav. The ovav is misanik. The Baruch Shalom was midiach tefillin. So then the meveila, that's where your tainug comes from. So that's what the Nochash was trying to be oiker. Maybe therefore the Nochash was told, "Ofa toichel kol yemechad yecharat." He's got no tainig in him. He won't have any tainig in Rachnis. He won't have any tainig. Chlal, he won't have any tainig. Ofa toichel kol yemechad yecharat.
So why is it that? So it's not
Shabbat
Shabbos.
Because Shabbos is the asiyah is in during the week. Shabbos is kulei moichin. Shabbos tak kulei moichin. So Adam was created the erev Shabbos. And if a person gives a lot of nachas ruach, a person gives a lot of tainug to Rabban Shleim during the week, so then he gets married to get tainug on Shabbos. The tainug of during the what a person did during the week to give a nachas ruach to Rabban Shleim, so that's what tainug that's what tainug he gets on Shabbos. Tainug on Shabbos is kafi the avoider during the week. Mei Shleima, so he brings him Shleima Melech. Mei Shleima, Haisa Amaisa B'Shleimas B'Moichen M'Kavan HaGdoyla. Shleima Melech is the reign of Siyara B'Shleimas. Siyara B'Shleimas means the son was Mamshech down to the moon, Kilu, Kavana, his Maisim with Kavan HaGdoylas. For he ishtach has Gafne V'Goy M'Kavavu V'Makamache. Ve'in Kesef, Nechshav Yimei Shleima. Why dafka Kesef? Kesef is the beginning of Tainu. Nechsev Nechsavti. Nechsev Nechsavti. So, it means that so wealthy that Kesef wasn't nechshav to anything. But the Maisa, what it means is that a person has a taiva for money. Rabbi says Kesef is not nechsef nechsafti, kisufin, taiva. The person wants money and he thinks that money gives him tainu. But when there's moichin gedoylem, the person sees the mekora tanugim saying Kesef, all the other tanugim of Olam Hazeh in Kesef nechshav yimei shleim aklum. If they rab a shefa shagorim aboilam. So Meina, that's the pshat. Mzeo eilecha nasasi is einai. Now he's coming back to explain the pshat. Eilecha nasasi is einai hu aseichel. Now there's einai is the seichel. Oz garamti a yeshev b'shamayim. Shalmolei ratzalem b'shetis yashev date kaviyochel. The person's goyer in shamayim, the kaviyochel yeshev adas, kilu gives the branch shalom kaviyochel das, kamavua b'moshel soida nachas tefillin, Barachovas Adas, Vipnei Nachas Ruach, Besoid Lirosh. Bezev, Shoyser, and Soyan Shalom Mokar, and then Boine Bashamayim Al Yosef. Meaning, what do you mean you build attics in Shamayim? Boirim, Tainu, Godel, Gavoya, Malach, Amala, Ad Kesher Einsof. Kesher Einsof, that's the Tachlis of the Hisachtus, Kesher Einsof. Kesher Einsof, Oz, Agudosoi, Al Eretz Yesoda. Eretz, Himadrig Tana. In other words, if a person doesn't give the Moichin on Nachas Ruach, so there's no Moichin coming down. No Moichin coming down, so it's Moichin de Katnas. Shabbagadlas, Nikorin, or Boiltin, Gimel, and Moichin, or Nika Kolechot. In Gadlas, each Moyach is Nika. Chochma Levada, Vahavona, Shemavin Doval Buriov, Nasbino, Das, Shemachria, Mamed Adoval, Machoin, and Tiloi. Ubekatnas, Kushain, like Das, Lohoven, and Das. By Katnas, when there's no. When there's no das, lahovin al das, oz hakol agudim yachad, then everything is agudim yachad, everything is ma'ugud together. In other words, it's two inyanim. This is some. He's saying the pshat is that lemala, as you see, b'emes the tefillin shel roish are in separate batim, tefillin shel yad are all in one bais. Tivot in itself. In other words, and this I'm saying what the Hilda Maranaim is saying over here, that the Tefillin Shel Yerosh, why is the Tefillin Shel Yerosh a separate batim and Tefillin Shel Yad all in one bias? Gadlus HaMoichin is when you see Klod Chochma, you see Klod Bina, you see Klod Das. In other words, each Moyach, the reason why there's Arba batim, by the way, is because Das is two. Das is the chilek of Das is Ava, and the chilek of Das is Yira. In other words, we talk about Gimel Moichin, but we know that the Gimel Moichin is really Arba, because Das is half this and half this. Right, it's in the middle. It's a Machria, so it's Arba. So Emes is Arba Moichin. So the Tefillin Shel Roish represents Gadlus HaMoichin. Pshat is in Gadlus HaMoichin, as you see each Moyach in its full glory, so to speak. You see each Moyach in its full glory. Katnas HaMoichin is, I'll explain to you in a second, because you're going to have a kasha, I get a kasha. Katnas HaMoichin is where everything looks the same. Yeah, you're going to ask for the Ikkis, the Hishachdus, the Hiskalulus, Avada. But the Sod is, the Pshat is, a person has to have Chochma to ask a good kasha. In other words, you teach an Amor, it's a Gemara, right? The Gemara Mamashish is full of steers and full of kashas. And the whole thing is very glat. Everything's flowing, smooth, Mamash like butter. It's geschmack and it's smooth. But really, the whole thing is in pieces. Somebody with bigger moichin, he'll be able to. Zamim Afrid, you'll see, this doesn't fit with this doesn't fit with the other. But his achdus that came without his chalkus, that's not moichin gedoyla. That's why you find that always kilo in the more meratzish circles, kilo. You know, avada, achdus is avada, but they've always got tainas in the keilah, in the more frumer veld, is full of different hogim, full of machloikas, and not too much negative machloikas. Their tainas always, you know, everybody's together, why is everybody together? But they're adgonish from Yiddishkeit and adgonish from Yiddishkeit. They share, you know, they're so minimum, so superficial. But if they go into that, each one will be dovek, taka to his chelik and to his type of davening. The person who davens ikiz, he just reads off the siddur. So talk, what does it make a difference with shuli davens? Then he can go to Eidut HaMizrahi, he can go to Ashkenaz, he can go to Sfarad, he can go to anywhere he wants. That's not coming from Gadlus HaMoichin, it's coming from Katnas HaMoichin, from a Mordek of Katnas HaMoichin. Everything seems one. But Gadlus HaMoichin is faked. Gadlus HaMoichin is each one's fighting for, you know, a person who feels Gadlus HaMoichin when he davens Abel Zalachadoidi. So it's a shvefa in a different place. It's not making a machlokes, but that's how. In other words, each one in a godless amoichan dikamatzev, in a godless amoichan dikamatzev. So each one is oimid betoikve. So in a godless dikamatzev, chochma is oimid betoikve, bina is oimid betoikve, and das is oimid betoikve. The hechste dag is, that's the dag of keseh, but even that's niskalul together. Understand? That's the hechste dag. You can't compare that achdus. Can't compare that achdus to the achdus of katnas amoichin. The achdus of katnas amoichin comes from ameratzis. The achdus of gadlus amoichin, that's the gress to gadlus, the heyos that is such a gadlus, and yet this is such a hiskalus. Hiskalus can only come after a great period, and that's the soda. That's what we know. That's the soda of Talmud Bavli, right? And then kulam choyvlim zebze, kulam choyin gemara sahedra chavdalet choyvlim zebze, kulam soynim zebze, pirud gemara pirud. And then we discuss once already. And then the last mesechta is mesechta nida, because the nida is pirud only l'shem kiruv. Now there's the whole pirud is only l'shem kiruv. That's the gadlus HaMoichin we can't understand. That shows a hisbatlus, even though each one's oimid betoikif, but lemaisa underlying they still have such an hisbatlus that they can even get the b'shama b'silol, mishne nivamis b'shama b'silol can even le nimnu nosezeh b'zeh, because even meiroi pirut and meiroi tkifus zeh mul zeh. But since the sachakol is right, sachakol is to reach the emes, to reach the emes lamitoy, so then when you get to that emes lamitoy, when you get to that hisbatlus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the greatest hisachta. So that's why the Tzvun Shavosh is Gadlus Amoichim, right? Gadlus Amoichim. So it's got to be in four compartments. But the mice of the compartments, Ke'ilu, they're all stuck together. They're all stuck together. And they have to mamish look stuck together. There's all the sugyas. You can glue and you can't get the ganze sugyas. If they're a bit apart, they have to be together. They have to be separate, they have to be together. That's Emistik of Gadlus Amoichim. Of the Tzvun Shavosh, that's the Bechina of Asiya. That's the people who are more in Asiya, being less Amoichim. He made it there. It's only one parasha. There's his achdus. That his achdus is nowhere near this achdus that comes from a tefillin shel roish. It's four separate compartments which are misachit together. And that's what he's saying over here. Shebegadlus nikaron of builtin gimel amoichin v'nika kol echad chacham levada avon levada das and achri levada bekatnus kashein ledas lohavon ledas. Oh, Zakoila Gudin Yachat. Everything is a good Yachat. That's what it says about Gudosa Yisad Oretz. It's the lower Madriga. But the Nikra Guda. V'dai Maskil. V'zeo zeo v'agudosa shu v'katnes. Oh, Zaleretz Yisoda Madriga Achroine v'ktana v'hovein. You see, much more modern, you might see this. You see this so close. The vote why always. There's always rischa deraisa, raisa de komas. The bigger the moichin is, the more rischa deraisa there is. The more rischa deraisa. The bigger the moichin, the more rischa deraisa there is. So that's a dover poshet. And the emes is, since it's all kule lishma, so our kochach is going to bring to his achdus. The thing they knew that it was going to be his achdus. Meanwhile, each one was oimid betoikfer. Each one is mamish oimin betokfoy. By being oimin betokfoy, how are they going to reach achdus? The Torah said that already. Rabban Shalom take care. That's already the hamshacha from Keser, which Keser is hecher. Keser is hecher. We were then chochma, bina, and das, and let's ma'achin them together. And others, if pnimius, they all have such a drive for the emes, and that makes the toikef between them. So then, the alkoch that will bring to the mid of emes, and that will bring to the mid of his achdus. That's the sod that the Rashbi stopped, the Lag BaOmer stopped Talmidei Rav Akiva die. You know the famous kasha from the Baal Shir Rebbe's tell. After Rav Akiva is the Baal Memrov, after Yachak Kamoicha, how comes his Talmidei Dafka that was period, Lenogu Kovid Zebeze? The Rebbe says that each one Mamish felt as his derech was the Emes. And because he felt his derech was the Emes, so maybe that caused a period that each one wanted to be Mashpia, his derech Emes on the other one. But the other one felt that his was derech Emes. He wanted to be Mashpia. Each one had such godless amoichin. So that caused the period. The Rehelig Rashbi, that's already Rosen Dereisa. Rosen Dereisa is already Bechinas Eek, and it's already Bechina Hecher Darge. And that's a koyach to be Ma'achid. And maybe that stopped. That's why we know a lot. Zoya always talks about the Chevraya Kadisha. It's all the Chevraya Kadisha come from. Chevraya, the Yisulam B'Chabura, Chabura, because that's already in Kesa, the Ketoya, Hecher, Toya. But Hamid Rav Akiva, each one was there, each had Gadlus Amoichin, didn't Chas V'Shalom come from what you call in English squabbling. It came from Chas V'Shalom, it came from the Moedik Gadlus Amoichin, it came from the inside him. And the Pagam was that there was something wrong there on their level that didn't bring to his achdus. Gemara says the whole Talmud Bavli is like that. Soinin zeh bezeh. They know about COVID zeh bezeh Bavli. When they're on a madriga, that the emes brought them to be together. That's the sort of.
That's the kasha. Even though Rav Akiva was hatir chameches.
He says yes. It didn't come from stamas. It came from an emestik of sinner. The kilu emestik of sinner. Soinim zeh bezeh as Talmud Bavli. But each one, he says that faket, they felt after reacha kamoicha that if they feel their midas emes and they feel kamoicha mamish, so therefore they just like they want to have felt the tainig of feeling the emes, they want their friend to feel the emes as well. So it's mamish kamoicha mamish. So they mamish pushing each other, enforcing their own pshat on the other one, but the other one's enforcing their pshat onto him, and that caused the period. So having under a shittes and under a zachen, as long as it's all l'shem shemaim, that's called a machlokes l'shem shemaim. Don't say machlokes a shlechte zach. Machlokes l'shem shemaim. In a door where it's so difficult to be l'shem shemaim, it's best not to have a machlokes b'chlal. But in good doors of godless amoichim, it has to be machlokes. That's why you need three dayanim. Ezot azoy. If they'd always say the same thing, you don't need three dayanim. It's enough two. But there's always going to be one azoy and one azoy. So you need a shlishi to be machriya. That's the sod. That's the sod of the heavy tefillin. We have to be oisim etzayin shalmokim. It's the bittel. Oisim etzayin shalmokim is the munah. It's bittel. And then you get the moed in katayinim.